A goat's tour of haunted places, a tour of the JFK assassination location, plus world-renowned psychics and speakers on the subjects of the paranormal. It's all part of the Texas Paranormal Conference, which is being held this year in downtown Dallas at the Quality Inn on Saturday, September 15th. Hey, besides psychic and ghost tours this year's event even has a session about Bigfoot. And by the way, we will be there doing a video presentation on UFO cases that we have covered over the years. We are planning on presenting lots of visuals in this presentation, so we hope you show up. We'd like to see you, like to get a chance to meet you. You know, we'll be filming this as part of a video presentation. We're going to be start doing a little more video on our website in the fall season. So come out and see us speak, see how we put it together, then watch it on the website later. Come on down and meet us. We'd enjoy meeting you. There'll be a full day and evening of paranormal events and adventure. Hey, on the line from Dallas, we now have Vicki Isaacs. She is with the Metroplex Paranormal Group that is sponsoring this event. Vicki, welcome to the show. I think this is the first year that you've done a UFO presentation at this conference, right?
Right. It's also the first time for somebody to talk about Bigfoot.
So how long have you had this organization down in Dallas?
We were founded in 2001, so about 6 years. So
you've investigated quite a few cases. I know we first met in Jefferson, Texas. Is there a haunted house tour or something going on with this?
With the conference?
Yes. The reason I ask is you seem to go to haunted houses a lot. Maybe you're taking a break that weekend.
Well, actually, we're not. We have three locations in Dallas Heritage to be haunted that we're going to tour, and we're also going to do a JFK assassination tour.
Okay, now a little bit. We know a little bit about the assassination tour, and we'll get into that in a minute. But tell me about the haunted houses. Can anyone go to that, or
everybody that pays for a conference ticket will be able to go to the Dallas Heritage Village tours.
And when does that happen?
That's going to start at 7 p.m.
On what? Saturday night or Friday night?
It's a one-day, one-night thing. It's all on the 15th.
It's going to be a marathon on Saturday. What time do you start on the 15th?
Well, the conference with the speakers actually starts at 11, but from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., we're going to have free limo hearse rides.
And where will the hearse ride go? To the nearest cemetery or what?
No, it's just going to be down the road, around the corner,
right,
back up to the hotel.
Now, this is going to be at the Quality Inn.
Right.
Now, where is that exactly in downtown Dallas? Or is it not in downtown Dallas?
No, it is. It's right off of Interstate 35. It's at 1955 Market Center Boulevard, right off the freeway, easy access.
Now, I know you had had some rooms at discount prices. You still have some available, or do you know?
Honestly, at this time, I don't know. I know that there was a limit on the time to get the room.
Now, there is a number they can call for reservations, 214-747-9551, I believe. And they can check and find out about that.
Right.
The tickets, are they still $50, or do they go up at the day of the show?
Well, if we have any left the day of the show, we'll probably just sell them for the regular price.
Okay, so basically seating is limited, so people need to go ahead and make those reservations. And how do they do that? They can go to your website, I know.
Right. And there are only 43 conference seats left. Now, that will include those two tours, but there are only 43.
Now when will the Kennedy assassination tour take place? Saturday night, too?
Yes. We've got it worked out to where while one group is going on the JFK tour, the other group will be in Heritage Village.
You know, the question immediately arises to me, are there supposed to be haunted stories about the JFK assassination in that repository building or something, or are you just doing that because you're downtown?
Well, actually, a lot of people have asked me, what does that have to do with paranormal? We're not only focused on the paranormal. We like to do a little bit of history in there also. However, where there is a lot of high emotional energy, there is the possibility for paranormal activity. And the places on the tour have a lot of high emotional energy.
So someone may see something of paranormal existence even on the tour. Or has it been your experience that ghosts and aberrations and things like that only occur in the dead of the night?
No, if some place is haunted, it's haunted during the day also.
Oh, really?
A lot of people just don't notice it. They're at work or they're running errands or, you know, they're going about their daily routine and they don't notice things that happen. Whereas in the evening, they're more settled and they are able to pick up more on what's going on.
Let's talk a little bit about, if I understand you correctly, you get the tours in the evening, and in the daytime, the conference starts at 11 o'clock. Why don't you tell us a little bit about who's going to be there for the conference, who the speakers are?
We have six speakers and a really fantastic host this year. The host is Robert Caruso. He's an internationally known psychic medium that travels all over the nation doing psychic readings and teaching classes. And we have Pete Haviland from Lone Star Spirits in Houston, and he's been doing it for 20-plus years. He's been doing paranormal investigations. Marvina Meek is a clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairessent medium, and that means that she sees spirits, hears them, and feels them. And she'll be doing a John Edward type of audience reading for us. And then, of course, there's you.
Yeah, of course. And I'll be talking about and showing some video and pictures of UFO, the most famous UFO cases since I've been broadcasting. That's been a long time. So we have some pretty unique things to talk about and to show people. Everything you'd ever want to know about Roswell and Area 51, just off the top of my head. We have a few other things, too, as well. And then I guess Dr. Rita comes in later?
There's Dr. Rita Louise, and she's the founder of the Institute of Applied Energetics, and she also hosts the weekly radio show Just Energy. She's written books, and she's also Metroplex Paranormal Group Psychic. So we take her out on investigations with us.
Yes, and that in fact, she was with you when you went to the most haunted town in Texas, Jefferson, but you've been to a few other most haunted places.
Yeah, we've done over 150 investigations since we started.
What's been the most interesting investigation you've done of recent vintage? In other words, in the last year or two, since I talked to you last?
Well, recently, we've done a lot of homes, and we did have a home where we thought it was probably due to poltergeist activity. So that was pretty interesting.
When you talk about poltergeist activity, we're talking about what, things falling off the wall, or are we talking about actually seeing something? What are we talking about?
We believe that a poltergeist haunting isn't a true haunting. It's got to have a person, a human agent there that's either attracting negative energy to them or they're giving off negative energy to make things move. And, you know, sometimes even fires start out. Somebody with
When you say fire start up, you mean just
out of the blue.
Mm-hmm. Combustion just occurs. What, just a flash of fire or what?
We haven't actually seen it.
Okay.
That's the theory.
When we talk about, you know, going to some of these places, and investigating things. What exactly do you do? Why don't you fill the audience in on how? I was impressed with the way you went about this, very methodically down in Jefferson, and investigated things. What you end up spending some time, of course, in the haunted place, right?
Generally, if it's someone's home, it's 2 to 3 hours. Most people don't like to have ghost hunters in their residence overnight while they're asleep. But our general method is to go in, and we've already done an interview before the investigation or looked up some history of the location. So we'll go in and we'll take EMF meter readings to check for electromagnetic energy fields, and we'll do temperature readings to get a baseline temperature reading. That way, if an area is 75 degrees and it goes down to 55 degrees, that might be a signal of paranormal activity.
Now, you mentioned that, and I noticed in Jefferson when we did the show, you guys were interested in that as well. Do the temperatures normally drop rather than rise?
Well, I think that if they rise, it's probably just the energy being released back into the atmosphere.
So, actually, the ghosts are cold.
That's the theory. Well, it's not that the ghosts are cold, it's that they're pulling the energy out of the atmosphere, which lowers the temperature.
When you... can you feel... you're not a psychic, right?
No.
Okay. Can you feel... when you're in a haunted place, I mean, even before you're told it was haunted. I mean, I would think you've been doing this for 100-some-odd visits recently to haunted houses alone. You would be picking up things. You know, you could pretty well tell.
My mind is pretty much locked into whatever the equipment tells me.
Now, what kind of equipment?
The electromagnetic field readers, the non-contact thermometers. We have digital and 35-millimeter cameras. We have digital and analog recorders. We have a DVR system with 4 cameras. All of us have Sony camcorders that have night shot on them.
And so you're prepared to pick up something if it's there, as far as an aura or an actual something you can see or hear?
If it's intelligent and it decides to show up, then we should be able to catch it. But they don't always perform on demand.
I understand. Even performers don't always perform on demand. when you have been out doing this, have you picked up some unusual images, something that really astounds you? I mean, have you seen a ghost?
Not physically with my eyes. We have.
Well, I'm talking about on the camera. Perhaps.
We've seen energy rods, which are just, they look like light flying through the air in a shape of rod. We pick those up. We pick up lots of dust.
Now, these rods, do they go back and forth, or do they just stick out?
No, they, like, fly through the air and off screen.
They fly right by you. In other words, they fly right by the camera.
Correct.
No one's ever been hit by those, or have they? In other words, it's not painful in this dimension, at least.
Correct.
What do you make of all of this? You're fascinated with it, I know, but have you changed your mind about it, or do you think it's... Has it just been, over and over giving you more of a positive feeling that there's something to this?
I'm still a skeptical believer. I'm not absolutely positive which way to go with it. I've seen things that I can't explain.
Have you ever been scared, out of your wits or something? Have you had something really horrible happen to you, scary-wise?
Not that a quote-unquote ghost has done to me. We have a little prankster in the group that likes to get.
Okay, so you guys have a lot of fun while you're doing this.
We do have fun, but depending on where we're at.
Now, when we go to this convention, and it sounds very interesting, people heard the lineup, What kind of activities would do the people? What can they expect? In other words, they're going to, you know, you laid out a little little lineup there and what they're doing. But I mean, do you attract most of these people coming to these things? Are they there just for the entertainment, or is there some serious research going on too?
Well, I know as far as the speakers go, they're all serious. Their research is all serious. So the conference itself with the speakers is going to bring out a lot of data, a lot of unusual things that people may not have seen before. Maybe bring up some questions.
Yeah, what I'm getting at, Vicki, is just the general person out here listening to this interview that may be in the Dallas area or may not be, but maybe would like to go down for this conference. I'm trying to figure out how we can really phrase it to them that it's going to be a nice day. I mean, it's going to be... It's chock full of events, from hearse rides in the morning after 9 o'clock, or did you say 9 or 9:30?
9 o'clock.
Uh-huh. And then you got the speakers up till late afternoon, and then the evening you have these ghost tours, for lack of a better term. I mean, it sounds like an exciting time.
Well, I think you generally have to question some things, if that makes sense. You have to be interested in paranormal or have questions about it, probably, to want to attend the conference. I don't know that
a
person that doesn't have any questions about ghosts or Bigfoot or UFOs would be interested in coming.
So when we talk about these subjects that day, actually, you know, what I'm getting at, for $50, you really got nonstop entertainment. At the same time, you got nonstop information coming to you. And I guess it's a little bit of both. You can enjoy yourself and at the same time learn some things.
That's exactly right. We do try to teach you through the speakers about different paranormal subjects. And we also try to teach you a little bit about the history of the area that we're in.
What about this field fascinates you the most? The electronic mechanisms, or the stories, or the psychic abilities of people, talking to people on the other side, perhaps?
I'm actually interested in all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just happen to be concentrating on the spirit aspect with it. I'd like to be able to do what Rita does, or what Marvina does, but I'm not able to do that.
So, really, this is a good chance for somebody that's into paranormal activities and has been around for a while. They probably will learn something, because quite a few of these people are very interesting and well qualified and have huge research that they're going to be talking about. But at the same time, the average Joe on the street that likes a good ghost movie or very interested in the paranormal or believes there's something to it, this is a way to come and investigate it. Yeah, wouldn't you say that'd be the best way to sum this thing up?
Yes, there are still, like I said, 43 tickets available for the speakers and the tours. And whatever is left from the 43 that are not sold online will be sold at the door. And, of course, I'll put a notice up on the website.
Right, and we will put a notice on our shows as we talk about it over the next month as we get a little closer to it. I will mention if it's sold out. You're saying after those 43 seats are gone, you're not going to let anybody else in?
That's unfortunately correct. I've been to some conferences that have hundreds and hundreds of people, and that's really good, but we're not interested in making a bundle for the group or having an all-out mass of people. We want people that are truly interested and curious about paranormal activity, and, you know, we don't, like I said, we're not out to make a bundle. As a matter of fact, we are going to do charitable donations, which we also did last year, and this year they're going to be made to the North Texas Food Bank Pet-O Meals, which is like a food bank for pets, and we're also going to make a donation to Texas Military Families.
Yeah, I saw it on your website. People can read more about that if they'd like. Give your website to the people listening that aren't close to computers.
It is www.metroplexparanormalinvestigations.com.
Vicki Isaacs, I've enjoyed it, and we'll see you on the 15th of September.
Well, thank you very much.
Be sure and join us now for a trip into the supernatural world. It'll be at the Quality Inn, and that's in downtown Dallas, on September 15th. We'll be there from 9 o'clock in the morning with a table. Come by and say hello to us, and be sure and watch our presentation. It'll be on video, and we'll show it later on this website. Once again, Vicki Isaacs, thanks for joining us, and it was spooky, but fun. Until next time, this is Jerry Pippin. Cheers.